This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley. Today, a U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad announced the first court-martial proceeding in the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal. The spokesman said specialist Jeremy Sivitz, a 24-year-old military policeman, will face a public military tribunal on May 19th. Six other soldiers face similar proceedings in connection with the abuse of Iraqi prisoners. We start our coverage of the prisoner abuse story tonight with a report from NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad.
Brigadier General Mark Kimmett said Sivitz, a member of the 372nd Military Police Company, will stand trial in Baghdad on May 19th. He'll face a trio of charges referred by the military prosecutor.
The three charges against Specialist Sivitz are conspiracy to maltreat subordinates and detainees, dereliction of duty for negligently failing to protect detainees from abuse, cruelty, and maltreatment of detainees. The trials will be held at a location within this convention center here in Baghdad.
This will be a special court-martial to determine whether Sivitz's activities merit a bad conduct discharge. Officials say this would essentially end his military career. A special court-martial is not as severe, however, as a general court-martial. At a general court-martial, punishments up to and including the death penalty can be sought. If convicted in this case, military lawyers say Sivitz could face one or more of the following punishments: 1 year in prison, a reduction in grade, the loss of two-thirds of his pay, and a bad conduct discharge. The speed with which these charges are being brought against these seven military policemen and women reflects the intense desire on the part of the military and the White House to deal with this scandal as quickly and publicly as possible. General Kimmett said public courts-martial are not unusual.
We try to make these types of proceedings as transparent as possible. There's significant precedent for that. We've done this over the years. It is not our intention to hide anything. We have a tremendous amount of pride in the military and American legal system, and we would hope that that would be demonstrated in the days and weeks to come.
News of the first scheduled court-martial got mixed reviews on the streets of Baghdad. One shop owner said it was a step on the right path, while a second was unimpressed, claiming that U.S. troops have been mistreating Iraqis for months, inside prisons, on the streets, and inside houses. In Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood today, U.S. forces repelled mortar attacks and killed 18 members of Muqtada al-Sadr's Mahdi Army, according to General Kimmett. A few blocks away from the Sadr City fighting today, an Iraqi carpenter who wouldn't give his name was trying to explain how the Americans had done little to improve daily life when he was nearly drowned out by a passing convoy of some 14 American tanks and other armored vehicles. Where is the freedom, he asked. Okay, people are calling for patience, but how long can we bear this? You can see and hear for yourself, tanks, Humvees everywhere. The Americans have made things worse and worse. They should leave Iraq now, he said. If they stay, things will only keep getting worse, believe me. It's in this charged atmosphere that Jeremy Sivitz will face a public court-martial. Many Iraqis say they believe the blame for this abuse should reach much higher. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.